Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
With the help of Hashem, we are learning the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, Chelek HaRachayim. We are up to Simen Reish Beis, Dinei Peiros HaIlon, the laws governing the blessings for the fruit that grows on trees, and we are in middle of Se'if Yud. The Alter Rebbe explains why that when it comes to wine and when it comes to oil, they are different from all other fruit juices. We are now focusing on the oil. Theoretically, therefore, one would make a ha'etz on oil, but since drinking raw oil damages the body and the person has no pleasure from drinking raw oil, doing that demands no bracha at all. But once a person mixes the oil with another liquid, even if the other liquid is the majority and the oil is only in the minority, but since the person is drinking this in order to be able to drink the oil, we don't follow the majority. We now view, we look at what we consider is the ikir, is the primary, and that's the oil. And here we make the Beir Pri Ha'etz Atkan, where we are up to. Continues the Alter Rebbe, but Nedvarim Amurim, the above is only correct. If a person was having some sort of throat ache, one's throat was hurting, and umeschavin lirufua b'shesiyazu, and you are drinking oil. You can't drink it raw. You mix it. You mix it, it becomes only the minority, but you are drinking oil in order to heal your throat. Here is where we say, you're drinking the liquid for the oil, for the medicinal benefits of the oil, and oil, like the grape, is a Beir Pri Ha'etz, and you make a Beir Pri Ha'etz. Shehashemin berachich, because the oil smoothes, as I got in the throat, umerapoi, and it heals it. Elo, again, mipnei she'i efshel lishtei shemen levadoi, really you would have drunk, you would have consumed just olive oil, but since you can't do that, lokach shoysa al yidei taroi v'sha'ar mashkin harbi memenu, that's why you mixed it into another liquid, and you needed to mix it in a lot more other liquid. There's more other liquid than oil. Aval kavanasei, all the whole reason why you make a Beir Pri Ha'etz is because your kavana, your intent, b'shesiyazu, by drinking this, is al hashemen, for the oil. Lefikach, therefore, mevarech birchas Hashem, and you make the bracha that one makes over oil when it's not damaging you, when you are actually enjoying it. Shehi ha'ikir, which is now becomes the primary part of this drink. Upaiter asamashken, automatically it exempts all of the other liquids that are in quantity majority, but they are considered in quality only secondary. Hatofel. As the rule is, when it comes to birchas hanehenen, that you call ikir v'imay tfeila, that if you're having a mixture of food, of two foods or more, what will count will be that which is considered primary, and when you make the bracha over the primary, it automatically exempts that which is considered secondary. Mevarech alo ikir, upaiter asa tfeila, as we will learn so much more, God willing, soon, in Simen Reish Yud Beis. Aval, however, again, all of the above, im einoi choishish begroinoi, but if a person doesn't have such a throat ache, and therefore, ve'einoi meschavin v'shesiyazu l'refua klal, you're not drinking this mixture that has in it some olive oil for medicinal purposes, then we say, ah, oi bazoi, what is in quantity the majority? Hamashke ikir, shuhu haroif. In the case where there is more other liquid than the oil, that becomes the primary. The shemen becomes the secondary. And whatever the other liquid is, you're going to make a bracha, let's say a shahak oil. So the shahak oil will cover everything. The nifter bebirchas hamashkem gevaldik. All right, chevra, we'll stop over here and to be continued.